This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. TikTok suspended a gamification feature in the European Union following an intervention by the bloc. With attention on TikTok's growing pile of U.S. legal woes, the announcement went mostly unnoticed when it occurred late local time Wednesday. TikTok's move came just 2 days after the EU opened an investigation into a task and reward mechanism on the TikTok Lite app, citing concerns over an addictive design that could pose a mental health risk for young people. The feature allows users to earn points for doing things like watching and liking TikTok videos. ByteDance, TikTok's parent, launched this version of TikTok Lite in France and Spain earlier this month. Under the EU's rebooted Online Governance and Content Moderation Rulebook, the Digital Services Act, DSA, TikTok has a legal obligation to mitigate systemic risks in areas like child safety and mental health. Yet, it failed to produce a risk assessment report on the feature when the bloc's enforcers came knocking. This is a big deal, as the company could face large penalties under the DSA of up to 6% of its global annual turnover if it's found to have broken the EU's rules. In a statement posted on X yesterday, TikTok claimed it's voluntarily suspending the rewards feature in the region to address concerns. However, on Monday, the commission signaled it was preparing to force TikTok's hand, saying it was minded to use interim measures powers contained in the DSA to close down the app while it conducts an investigation into the feature. The EU gave TikTok 2 days to provide arguments against an enforced shutdown. In the event, TikTok opted to preempt enforcement by announcing a voluntary suspension. The development underlines how even the threat of interim enforcement can pack a punch that forces platform giants to rethink. We've seen this sort of thing before in relation to similar powers contained in the bloc's General Data Protection Regulation, for example, such as a decision by Google back in 2019 to halt human review of audio snippets captured by its voice AI after a data protection authority had informed Google of an intention to use an urgency proceeding to order it to stop processing the data. This familiar crisis PR tactic aims to get ahead of the negative publicity associated with an enforced shutdown by taking action ahead of a formal order. Nonetheless, the EU is taking the win, responding to TikTok's announcement with a counter post on X. The bloc's internal market commissioner cum internet sheriff, Thierry Breton, warned, "Our children are not guinea pigs for social media." Breton went on to write that he takes note of TikTok's suspension of the reward program for the Lite app in the EU, adding, "The case against TikTok on the risk of addictiveness of the platform continue." TikTok was contacted for confirmation on the status of the TikTok Lite app in France and Spain. As the name suggests, TikTok Lite is an alternative TikTok app for users who have older phones or who mostly connect to 2G or 3G networks. The EU has two DSA probes open on TikTok. The first, announced back in February, is looking into a broad sweep of suspected non-compliance in areas such as addictive design, child protection, ads transparency, and data access for researchers. The second, announced earlier this week, is focused on TikTok Lite. Still, Elon Musk-owned X was the first very large online platform to go under DSA investigation back in December, just a few months after the late August compliance deadline had kicked in. That investigation also remains ongoing. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.